now I would like to be bring up a member of a very talented wife and husband team. Her name is Faith Senyi, and she is both poet and singer, and then also a multi-instrumentalist. And I have the feeling she's coming up on her own. Is that right? Please give a big welcome to Faith Senyi.
There we go. That's great. Thank you. Well, yeah, Ellen mentioned something about having sort of the whole issue with... now I've totally blanked on the word, too. All these concerts that we've been going to that for... Benefits, that's the word. Benefits on the brain. Because the last 2 weekends, I think, there have been benefit concerts going on. And at the one this past weekend for Rosie's Place, one of the really cool things that happened that evening, we had 30 acts. I mean, it was an amazing night. 30 women getting up and doing stuff to help benefit Rosie's Place. But my favorite moment of the night was when Trish and Phil got up, and Trish did Dirt, the poem that she did earlier. And the room, which had been sort of abuzz with conversations going on, went dead silent as everybody listened to the poem. And it was the coolest thing. And it just made the evening for me. So I had to share that. When I got home, I got on Facebook, and it's like, oh, Trish, this is the coolest thing. So anyway, for me, April sort of brings to mind fishing season. And not for me. I haven't fished since I was a kid. But when I was a kid, my dad, April 1st was the opening day of trout season. And guaranteed, my dad in the house. On the opening day of trout season, he'd be standing in the middle of a stream somewhere. And this particular poem actually got its start here at Emerson Umbrella a month or two ago when I was here. And I don't remember what line out of what song put this into my head, but this was sort of a tribute to my dad. My dad seems to end up with all the really good spoken word. So, and this is called Fishing Lessons. The trout hides in the ripples. The bass among the weeds, the reeds. Cast your lure too close to shore, the hook snags in the weeds. We never really talked that much. Your job got in the way. Your quiet fishing lessons, I still remember them today. Vacation time was special, your free time's always few. Pack up the camper, hit the road, place far and new. A stream, a lake, the ocean, the water drew you in. Rod and reel and fishermen on the hunt for scale and fin. A small boat, smaller motor, we'd for the day. Our lunches packed, we'd hop aboard, head out across the bay. Mom would read her novel, content to just be there. You'd bring out the fishing poles, your good one and your spare. You'd eye the lake, its banks, its shape, what stood upon its shores. You'd open up the tackle box and contemplate its stores. Out would come some odd-shaped thing. You'd tell me how it worked. And off we'd go to find a spot where you knew fishes lurked. The boat would stop along the shore at a place like all the rest. You'd explain what made you know that this place was the best. Rocks, the lily jade oak high and wide. You knew just what to look for that marked where fish could hide. You'd point out all the features, tell me where to cast and why. Then we'd settle down to fishing and let those lures fly. Fishing is a silent sport. Fish flee from lots of noise. And listening to nature is one of my greatest joys. The sound of water lapping against the nearby shore. Sparrows chirping in the trees. A distant hawk and more. Mother's pages turning. The buzz of casting reel. The contented smile on your face gives voice to how you feel. And tucked within the silence, your lesson seemed so small. Patience, stillness, simple things. It's fishing, after all. Lures don't always go to where you aim for when you cast. But that doesn't mean there are no fish in the places it comes past. If your lure gets no nibbles, try another one. Moving shadows startle fish. Stay angled to the sun. And if when day is over there's been no fish on your line, stop someplace for dinner. The fishing still was fine. The trout hides in the ripples, bass among the reeds. Cat lured close to shore, snags in the weeds. We never really talked that much. Your job got in the way. Your fishing lessons, I still remember them today.
Thank you. One more hand for Faith Senyi.